I wanted to sort of do a quick tour of ASCO. Mm-hmm. And if you had to pick the two or three things that stand out in your mind in terms of breast cancer presented at ASCO, what would you say?
Well, number one would have to be the lapatinib data.
Yep.
There was a surprise. We didn't expect to see it at ASCO, but the phase 3 capecitabine plus minus lapatinib trial in patients who had already had anthracycline, taxane, and trastuzumab, you know, it was closed early by the Data Safety Monitoring Board at an interim analysis because it had met its pre-specified endpoints for early stopping, a doubling in the time to progression by adding lapatinib in patients, 98% of whom had already progressed on trastuzumab, an increase in the response rate. I mean, really some powerful data and an option for patients whose tumor has already grown through trastuzumab. There were also abstracts looking at oral presentation by Nancy Lin looking at brain metastases. Lapatinib is oral and is a small molecule and it has potential to cross the blood-brain barrier. So this was a trial looking at brain mets from breast cancer. And they had a couple of dramatic responses. It's a proof of principle trial. We'll need to follow it out. Neil Spector presented an abstract looking at recurrent or refractory inflammatory cancer that showed promise there.
With lapatinib.
With lapatinib, HER2 positive. And then Edith Prez reviewed all the data on lapatinib-treated patients with breast cancer or other cancers for cardiac toxicity. And symptomatic cardiac toxicity on the 38,000-some people who have been treated with lapatinib for cancer was 0.1% symptomatic. And a drop in EF, and these were closely followed by MUGAs on all of these trials, a drop in EF of 20% or greater was 1.2% of all the patients in these trials. So the cardiac signal might be weaker than with trastuzumab, although time will tell.
What about side effects and toxicity?
Well, it's a dual HER1 or EGFR and HER2 tyrosine kinase inhibitor. So you do get some of that EGFR inhibition effect, like a little bit of diarrhea and rash. The dose that was used for the combination capecitabine lapatinib trial was lower than single agent dose. It was 1250 daily orally. And the capecitabine dose was actually only 2000 in a split dose, 2 out of 3 weeks, which is a nice precedent for future trials with biologics. We don't have to start at 2500 anymore of the capecitabine. There was a little bit more diarrhea, just a teensy bit more hand-foot syndrome and skin toxicity at that dose of 1250 in combination with capecitabine. I don't know that the HER1 or EGFR inhibition does anything in breast cancer, so it's kind of maybe pulling in some side effects related to the EGFR inhibition that aren't needed because the EGFR inhibition doesn't maybe make a difference in breast. But really, it seemed to be quite well tolerated when you head on compared the toxicities in somebody already on a chemo agent.